Rabies is a very frightening disease, and the reality of it is that it's so prevalent, especially in wild animals, that it's very difficult for anyone to be certain their dog, cat, or other outdoor pets aren't exposed to it. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch. Naturally, the most important thing we can all do to protect our pets is being certain to get their yearly rabies shots. However, what happens if a human is bitten by a wild animal or a dog or a cat in the neighborhood? Sue Ellen Morrison is the Communicable Disease Outreach Manager for the Buncombe County Department of Health, and she says there are four simple ways that a human can avoid those painful and expensive post-exposure shots. My first question is whether the number of cases of rabies exposure will be up this year due to the mild winter and the early spring and summer.
Yeah, it's hard to really put it, tie it to any particular thing. We know that during the summertime, people are more out and about. And because they're out, they're encountering nature, they're encountering wildlife and animals, people's pets, because they're taking them out for walks or they're doing things with them outside. So our encounter with animals is higher during the summer months. I don't know that weather really plays into that as much.
Other than we've likely been outside more due to the warm weather, and so the possibility of exposure has been more year-round this year. Let's talk about those four simple steps to avoid having to take those painful shots if we're exposed.
Yeah, I think it's important for people to know that there are things they can do. If they are out taking a walk and they're bitten, let's say it's by a domestic animal like a cat, or a dog. With the owner there, they need to get some very valuable information from that pet owner. Was their animal vaccinated? Where did they take their animal to get vaccinated? And what was that animal's name? Because that's important to have. You know, if we can get even that owner's contact information, that's good, but it's really good to get that vet where they take their animal to get vaccinated so we can get proof. The owner may think that their pet is up to date, but the vet will tell us for sure if that animal is up to date with their rabies vaccination. And calling them, getting that information is, yes, were they that animal up to date? But if they don't know that pet's name, the person that was bitten and calls the vet, well, they said this is the vet's practice or the animal's practice that they took their pet to, but you don't have the name of the animal. That's not going to help you too well because they have so many animals that they take care of regularly. So just a few little things can really make the difference of whether you are going to have to end up going through rabies vaccinations due to your exposure.
Okay, but what other things can we do?
Well, exchange information, that's number two, and making sure you get what you need to from that person. Who is the person? Getting their contact information, and the vet's name and the pet's name. Notifying animal control is another important piece of this because they need to be notified that there was a bite that took place. And this is whether your pet, if you're out walking your dog and your dog got bit by another dog, it's important to know that too. But if you were bitten by an animal, you need to know whether it's domestic or wild. There are things that you need to follow through on. If it's a wild animal, that animal's more likely not going to be able to be caught. And it's hard to tell one raccoon from another raccoon. So trying to capture a raccoon would be very difficult. And to say that is a raccoon that bit you would be very difficult. But that's why if it's a domestic animal, you need to get that information from the owner. And then, again, animal control can quarantine the animal for 10 days. The animal that bit you or your pet, you need to have that conversation with animal control so they can facilitate getting that animal held for 10 days. Because if that animal did have rabies, it'll show up within that 10-day time frame. So that animal, after 10 days, can be released back to the owner, and you won't have to go through that post-exposure treatment.
And are there any other things we should do if we encounter wildlife or are bitten by an animal?
Washing, if you were to get exposed, if you had a bite of any animal, domestic or wild, you need to wash that wound thoroughly, quickly. Say 10 minutes of running water and soap to try to flush as much of the virus out of the skin, out of the wound as much as possible. And then, you know, taking the steps that you, like we talked about before, if it's a domestic animal, you know, getting the information that you can from the owner And if it's wild, you probably don't have a chance at that time to get the animal picked up and have it tested for rabies. You have to make some decisions. That's why you need to contact your local health department so they can walk through this with you. Every health department has a communicable disease nurse that they can talk to and discuss what is the risk of exposure, where do they go for treatment, and their county health department can help them with that. Because the process is it's lengthy and it's costly, and there are some side effects that people need to do whatever they can to avoid it. So the avoidance thing is huge. It's a series of four vaccinations that are spread out over a very strict schedule. This schedule is provided through science and CDC recommendations that it really needs to be followed very clearly. There has been no incidence of rabies infecting a human when that schedule has been adhered to. So it's very important to follow the schedule. So the first day is when that decision is made and they're going to go through that post-exposure. They get the rabies immune globulin. And if it's a bite, it's given near the wound of that bite, injected there. And then they get the first vaccination at that time as well. And then the next day, day three, is when they get their second dose. And then day seven, and then day 14. It is very expensive, mostly the rabies immune globulin. That's to give them immediate protection, and it's based on body weight. So depending on how small or how large a person could be, that can be the expensive part. But the vaccine is not cheap either. But it is necessary because the alternative, people don't realize how deadly rabies is.
It is deadly. I mean, if once the symptoms show, there really is nothing.
Right. You don't wait around. That's a very good point. You don't wait around. Because once symptoms develop, it's too late.
And then you're going to die.
Yes.
And I say it that bluntly because what you're telling us is that important. So if you have any questions or concerns and you live in the Buncombe County area, you can go to the Department of Public Health there and talk to Sue Ellen Morrison. If you live in another county, you can contact your local county health department. Thank you, Sue Ellen Morrison, Communicable Disease Outreach Manager for the Buncombe County Department of Health. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch.